How valuable can a Jay Sternberger be to this offense if he can perform like he did today?
Very, very valuable. He's a playmaker. He's been making those plays every day ever since he got here, and Coach Brewster's on him really hard every day because he sees the potential in him, and I see the potential in him. I tell him every day, man, you're a great tight end. Let's go be great out there.
Right side up front, Gabe.
What did the quarterbacks prove today, Nick?
I think that we proved no matter what happens, we can say, so what, next play. We can bounce back from an interception. We can bounce back from a fumble, from a sack, something like that. Say, so what, next play. That play is over. Leave it over. Let's go.
Right side, middle, Ben.
Nick, how much do you think, compared this game to last spring game, how much do you think you've grown and how much better do you think you were this year compared to last year?
Last year's spring game was the first time I've ever played in front of more than 200 people, pretty much, going to a small private school. And so that was something that was kind of like, wow. And it was a lot different last year in terms of knowing the offense. Around the same like time, you know, Kellen got in, and now we're really incorporating Blumerick into it. And so I think that just this year we had a better grasp of what we were doing out there.
Up front on the right, Travis.
When you connected with Jason that first pass, did you hear the crowd kind of roar for that? And what was your reaction to hitting a tight end like that?
I didn't hear that, but figured some people would be pretty pumped up that we're, you know, throwing to the tight ends now. I really like it. I love throwing to them.
Left side in the middle, Mark, and then we'll go to Sam.
Nick, can you talk a little bit about the adjustment or how the adjustments go into this new offense for you guys?
Mm-hmm. Originally, it was kind of a plan where they said they're going to throw it all at the wall and see what sticks. And then that was about the first week they threw in like 70 plays on us. And they said, let's run these perfectly. And that's what they expected. And then they said, the next 3 weeks, we're going to polish things off. We're going to continue to teach on the things that we are getting. And then we're going to add a little bit more, you know, here in and here out. But it was mainly just a lot of install the first weeks. That was really hard for us, you know, missed assignments, stuff like that. And then once you started to get it down, then we could play full speed and we were, you know, really playing out there.
We'll go left side, Sam, and then Zach, and we'll come over to Gabe.
Notice after some first downs, you guys did run a little bit of hurry up. Is that something you expect to be part of this offense moving forward?
I do. Coach Fisher has a good feel for games of when to push the tempo, when to slow it down. And I think that that's definitely going to be a part, as well as huddling and being able to milk the clock and being able to run the ball when we have to. But I really think that that's going to be a part of our offense as well.
Up front on the left side, Zach.
I know Kellen and Jamon went to high school together, and they've got a long rapport with each other. But how do you feel like you and Jamon are starting to click?
Me and Jamon, really right when he first got here, us three meet, Kellen and Jamon, a couple of the other guys, and they first got here in the spring. That first weekend, we were out there throwing routes. So I've been throwing to him every day. I'm always texting him, hey, let's go throw. And I text Kellen as well. So we're all out there, all three of us. Just we really have that good chemistry. They played together in high school, but I think he's changed a lot since high school and is much bigger, stronger, has a lot better routes now. And so I think that we both have a good, you know, understanding of where he's going to be and when he's going to be there.
We're over the right side, Gabe, Ben.
Yeah, Nick, Travion caught 6 balls and a bunch of them late there for you. How big do you feel he's going to be in the passing game?
It's huge. Being able to throw to your running backs opens up so many different windows in the pass game. Being able to outflank a defense on the side, throwing to a back, and then when they all drop back, being able to throw the check down, I think that's huge. That's something that Coach Fisher's preaching to us. You don't always have to make, you know, the big play or put it on the highlight tape running. You can get it to your backs, let them do some work.
Ben, and then Brent will wrap us up on the right side.
Nick, what's your overall impression of Coach Dickey through the spring, and kind of what has he added to the team so far?
Coach Dickey, he's a great coach. I mean, he knows a lot of football. He's been around it for a long time, been in a lot of different offenses. And, yeah, this isn't his offense, but he's definitely ran a lot of offenses similar to it. He adds a lot of input in practice, teaching us coverages, teaching us all that stuff. So I really think he's very valuable.
Right side aisle. Brent, you wrap us up.
Was curious if Coach Fisher had mentioned to y'all that Jameis threw 6 interceptions in a spring game before he won the Heisman. Did he ever mention that to y'all at all?
He did mention that, but he didn't say who it was. He just said, hey, I had a starting quarterback who threw 6 interceptions in the spring game. and then went on and had a great season. He didn't say who it was, but now I know. Thank you.